sad face, you don't show it, and you're smiling it too. Even in deep outer space, there's something for you. I'm so rock-a-bye, rockin' I am. I'm so rock-a-bye. So fast, it'll give you Jim Jams. I'm just a real love diplomat, won't give you no flim flams. I'm so rock-a-bye, rockin' I. I'm standing here in this big swirl, singing this lullaby.
Eugene's own Frank Black from Teenager of the Year. Yeah, this is KWVA Eugene, Reverend Mark Tyne. This is side two of the Sunday Morning Hangover. Apologize. Haley is running a little bit late, but we're going to have enough of her to make it all worthwhile. Haley Loren coming in about 10 minutes or so to talk about her new CD and sing live in the studio. Anyways, like I told you, we heard Frank Black, we heard Tommy James and the Shondells, and a group called the Jumpin' Jacks with Gossip and Chatter. I picked up a Mojo magazine, which has usually a CD with it, and this one called Journey to Love with the issue that I've got. It's early Elektra recordings, and this one knocked me out. I remember that Blood, Sweat, and Tears covered this, but this is the original by Tim Buckley, a track called Morning Glory.
Lit my purest candle close to my window, hoping it would catch the eye of any vagabond who passed it by. And I waited in my fleeting house. Before he came, I felt him drawing near. As he neared, I felt the ancient fear that he had come to wound my door and jeer. And I waited in my fleeting house. Tell me stories, I'm called to the hobo. Stories of cold, I smiled at the hobo. Stories of old, I knelt to the hobo. And he stood before my fleeting house. said the hobo, no more tales of time. Don't ask me now to wash away the grime. I can't come in because it's too high a climb. And he walked away from my fleeting house. Then you be damned, I screamed to the hobo. Leave me alone, I left to the hobo. Turn into stone, I melt to the hobo. And he walked away from the fleeting. Was a blue world until you came along. Thought I was through singing that melancholy song. Now the tune is the same and every word's coming true. Yes, that's the danger in loving. Just like a silly moth that can't seem to learn, I keep running back, although I know it's gonna burn. Sometimes I hate myself, but what can I do? I'm drawn to the danger in loving you. I could fight your devil charm when you take me in your arms and you lead me into harm's way. I'm a captive in the game you play. Yeah. Charms when you take me in your arms and you lead me into harm's way. I'm a captive in the game you play. I'm like a gambler in this round of roulette, except it's my heart that I've got riding on a bet. How long will it take before you break it in two? It's all in the danger in loving you. It's all in the danger in loving you.
Right, Haley Loren, everybody, from her last CD, which is called Stages. And Haley is in the house, but actually she ran down to the car to get her new CD, and I'll bet you dollars the donuts that she doesn't have her new one here. And I forgot the name of it, but she did bring some backing tracks, and she's going to be live here any second, momentarily, to sing for you here on the Sunday Morning Hangover. Before that, we heard Tim Buckley, Morning Glory, like I said, a kind of a classic track that was recorded by Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and really digging it. So Haley got lost outside of the studios here at KWVA, and so I'm going to just talk about her and just... Oh, here she is. She just stepped in. Here, let me get your mic on, because you are live on the air now, Haley.
Yeah.
Did you find that CD?
You know what? My husband's bringing it to me.
Oh, no. Well,
I'm going to be singing live here anyway, though. I'll be singing tracks from the CD, so...
Well, what I put in the CD...
It'll be even better.
And I'll give you a chance to catch your breath, because I know running up and down those stairs...
It's an exercise. I'm getting my morning jog.
Here at KWVA Studios, it's always a challenge. So let's regroup, shall we? Ladies and gentlemen, we have here in KWVA Studios, Haley Loren, who's turning into like...
Turning into a space case.
Turning into like the jazz singer in not only in Eugene, but in Japan.
Oh, well, you know, Japan has been a really exciting new development. Yeah, I've been there twice now in the last 2 months, and it's just been a crazy trip. It's been great.
Yeah, I mean, usually Japan, what comes next is Europe. And
yeah,
I'm thinking,
please.
are you going to do a European tour next?
I'm hoping that happens.
Yeah.
You know, right now 2012 or 2011 is shaping up to be quite an interesting year prospect-wise, but you know, so little of it's really set in stone at this point. So
yeah.
But definitely a trip to Europe and a tour through parts of that at least would be so ideal, and I'm working towards it. So.
And then comes American stardom. Of course, they'll have to do is you'll have to be covering Lady Gaga songs in order to make it.
I could do that. I could make it, Jack.
Oh, I know you could. I know you could. You have quite a repertoire. In fact, we saw you yesterday at CD World.
Yeah.
And you were on fire. Like I said, you used to musically be a 10. And now you're an 11. You have this spark.
We've turned it up to 11.
Yes, you've turned it right up. In fact, what is that guy? Nigel Tumfel, I think is his name.
I don't know
Spinal
his
Tap.
Name.
But have you heard about the 11, 11, 11 movement? Next year, on November 11th, 2011, they're trying to establish Nigel Tumfel Day, which is a turn it up to 11 day.
Oh, wow. I did not know that, but yes. I would also imagine it's a popular wedding date.
Yes.
Because those things are always popular wedding
dates. Yeah. So, well, I hate to put you on the spot because I know you're still kind of catching your breath
in regrouping.
No, I'm good.
I'm good.
And I have a couple of CDs here. One of them is marked After Dark, and the other one says... Damaged Love Letters. Do you have anything you want
to say? Damaged Love Letters. I love how you read that. That's my shorthand for what the songs are.
Well, you know, I've got some damaged love letters at home. You know, I had some old girlfriends who wrote me some love letters, but my wife ripped them up. So anyways, no, that's a bad joke. So which one do you want to start with?
You know what? I think maybe I'll sing one song from After Dark.
Okay, let's get After Dark in.
Yeah.
Do you know which track we're looking at here?
Sure. I'll start with one of my original tunes, and then you can kind of ask me to sing whichever one you'd prefer to hear. But this is one called Greatogram that I wrote this last springtime. It's number 3.
Okay, great. Well, I hope that your headphones are okay.
They sound good to me.
Yeah, and this is being videoed for the Sunday Morning Hangover TV show by my good friend Travis. So let's get this going, and let's try this out, shall we? Haley Loren with what's the name of the song?
Gray to Grand. Do the same, keep it comfortable and smooth. Don't you want to change it all up and forget the plans? Take a little sand and throw it in the face of fate. Then laugh and run away and jump across the lines we've drawn. Come on and take a walk outside the little box we're in. A rut too deep for us to ever see over the side unless we get up and climb out. So come on, take my hand. We'll leap and we will land and turn our world from gray into grand. No one knows me quite like you. At least that's what you think. But you don't know all I can do. And vice versa, but we ought to try to enter each other's wings and fly as far up as possible. Won't it be wonderful to jump across the lines we've drawn? Come on and take a walk outside that little box we're in. A rut too deep for us to ever see over the side unless we get up and climb it. So won't you take my hand? We'll leap and we will land and turn our world from great into grand. Yeah, we could go on living as we are. But who wants to be an extra when they can be a star? Won't it be wonderful to jump across the lines we've drawn? Come on and take a walk outside the little box we're in. A rut too deep for us to ever see over the sight unless we get up and climb out. So come on, take my hand. We'll leap and we will land and turn our world from gray. Nice whistling, Mark. You're so good at it. I had no idea.
Yes, whistling's my forte.
And you can talk at the same time. That's even cooler.
How was the levels on that? Was that okay, or do you need a little bit more music?
You are a sound engineering master.
Okay, good. So I'll leave it right there. Boy, that was super. Haley Loren singing along to the band here in the studio.
That's right.
Yeah, we've got like 10 guys here in the studio.
Including clappers and snappers and whistlers.
Yeah, that was real good. I'm really enjoying your new material. I heard a little bit of it yesterday. The new CD is called what again?
It's called After Dark.
After Dark. Yeah. Haley Loren just released.
Released this week, actually, on Tuesday.
And what was amazing yesterday was all the people that lined up, mostly geeky guys like myself, lining up to get your autograph.
Wonderful people.
Yeah. No, because not only are you, you know, a great singer, but you're totally hot. And, you know, you have all these nerds lining up just for your autograph.
You're gonna make me blush.
And it's so cool seeing them stammer and stutter and kind of like, oh, gee, I really like your stuff. And blah, blah, blah. And so,
there are women there, too.
Oh, man. You are a total star yesterday. I'd never seen that at CD World. Even Frank Black appeared there, and everybody just left afterwards. They didn't hang around to try to bother him. So you definitely had the star power since coming back from Japan.
I think they just all wanted to hear about Japan.
I mean, we could talk like for this whole show about your Japanese adventures.
We really could. Have you seen my photo album on Facebook?
I saw a little bit of it, but I didn't peruse the whole thing. I'd like to go there.
There are so many pictures.
Everybody can look at Haley Loren's Facebook page if they want, there are photos on there. I can't say go there because that's against station rules. But
I can tell you the address, though.
Yes, do that.
It's facebook.com/ Haley Loren Music, and that's my name is spelled H-A-L-I-E-L-O-R-E-N, which is a little bit more unusual, I guess. strangely. So Haley Loren Music, just go there and you can see my my fan page. You can like it if you want to, if you're so inclined.
Yes.
Also see my photo album, which is up, which doesn't have all of the photos that were taken on the trip, but it does have about 100. So.
And there's also HaleyLoren.com, right?
There's HaleyLoren.com. Yeah. Yes, that's always a good resource.
Yeah.
Twitter, MySpace, all those things.
Yeah. I hope the studio's comfortable. I turned
the
air conditioner off because normally somebody's singing such a beautiful song like you are, and then it goes wham, 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 right in the middle of everything. So that's I had to do that. So
yeah, well, maybe you could do a few imitations of that just throughout the show so we feel comfortable.
Right in the middle of your next song,
right.
I'm going to go wham, 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 wham. So anyways, but I'd like to actually get a bit of music out of you today and make you work. So that last one was, of course, fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
What'd you have in mind for your next one? What do you think?
Well, we could do a sing-along, or we could do something from After Dark, I guess.
Well, let's save the sing-along.
We'll save the sing-along.
Because normally when I do that, I could hear everybody turning the radios off when I'm on the mic, you know?
So, oh, my gosh.
So, but,
you crack me up.
what was the first one that you mentioned, the one that you were thinking about?
The one that I was thinking about, there's a... one called Bye Bye Blackbird.
Oh, and yeah, that's nice and cheery.
You
morning,
like that
morning
one?
Music. Is that on this CD?
I think it's number 7.
Number 7. Let's look.
I'm pretty sure. Don't quote me on that.
Okay, well, if you want, I can put it in queue or something. But why don't we just hit number 7?
Let's hit number 7 and see what happens.
And see what happens. This is Haley Loren live here on the Sunday Morning Hangover.
Oh, that's not it.
Oops.
It's the next one, I think.
Let's try 8.
Oh, I'll do this one. This is my friend Larry Wayne Clark's song that I did called Tango Lullaby.
All right.
Woo. When dark clouds steal the moon and the wind whispers its minor tune, I lie here and listen to a tango lullaby. Shadows form strange and deep, nothing stirs, all of the world asleep, while sad teardrops glisten to a tangled lullaby. I hear again violins and strummed guitars, feel the steel embrace of midnight arms. When the rhythm fills my soul as a billion stars swirl and sway in heaven above, looking down on our dance of love. So is he all alone, lost in my reverie? At last I surrender to my tango lullaby.
Shall we dance?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, you're such a good dancer.
It's been so long since I've tangoed.
Here, you can have this rose. Oops, I forgot to take the thorns off of it.
Stars darling, sweet in heaven above, looking down on a dance of love. Now it's gone, so is he, all alone, lost in my reverie. At last I surrender to my tangled lullaby. Tangled lullaby.
Awesome. Haley Loren, everybody. Tango Lullaby, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that was super, even though it was the right track we were looking
That's
for.
That's okay. I was just kind of shooting for a track that I thought I knew where it was, but apparently I'm all wrong. They're all good, though.
So the Magic Genie just appeared and delivered your new CD, Haley Loren After Dark, and the best cover yet on any of your CDs.
I didn't even see it come in.
Yeah.
I get so oblivious when I'm singing sometimes. Don't tell anyone, but you could probably like pop a balloon and I wouldn't even notice.
Yeah, well, it is hypnotic, and I'm really digging Tango Lullaby was from that CD, After Dark, the new Haley Loren just released, and the one that intrigues me is Time to Say Goodbye. Did you bring a backing track for that at all?
Mm-hmm. But the thing with that song is that sometimes I forget the words. They're in Italian, so you might want to play the track on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because otherwise I'm going to butcher the Italian.
Well, you know
without the music in front of me.
Why don't we do this? We'll give you a second to regroup, and I'm going to just play it off the
CD.
Please
do, yeah.
And we'll take a little break, and we'll figure out what we're going
to
do
breathe,
next.
I'll drink my coffee.
Yeah, you'll have a little bit of coffee, which is against KWVA rules, but that's okay. You're Haley Loren.
Is it against the rules? I am such a rebel.
To have coffee in the studio.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know what it is. You know, people like...
I understand.
You know.
But mine's in a nice, tidy Contigo cup.
So let's hear it. Time to Say Goodbye, one of my favorite songs by Haley Loren, right here on The Hangover.
Quando sono solo, sogno l'orizzonte, mancan le parole. Sì, lo so che non c'è luce in una stanza quando manca il sole. Se non ci sei tu con me. Su le finestre mostra tutti mio cuore che hai acceso, chiudi dentro me la luce che hai incontrato per strada. Time to say goodbye. Sì, che non ho mai potuto vissuto con te. Adesso sì, li vivrò con te. Partirò su navi per mari che io lo so. Non esistono più. It's time to say goodbye. Quando sei lontana sogno l'orizzonte, mancano le parole. E io sì lo so che sei con me. Tu mia luna, tu sei qui con me. Mio sole, tu sei qui con me. Come time to say goodbye. Paesi che non ho mai veduto e vissuto con te. Adesso sì, li vivrò con te. Partirò su navi per mari
yo lo so. Non esistono più. It's time to say goodbye con te. Con te partirò su navi per mare che io lo so. Non esistono più. It's time to say goodbye.
Man, that was so cool. That was
thank you.
Yeah, off the new CD,
yeah.
Which you know, when
which
you get
we have
to,
in studio
you,
now.
You get to be my age, you can't remember things like After Dark, very simple title, Haley Loren, and that was recorded where exactly?
Well, actually, the CD mostly was recorded at my own studio, but that track, the music at least, was recorded in Nashville. The guitar was recorded in Nashville. A friend of mine helped me co-produce a few tracks on this album, Rick Chudikoff, down in Nashville. And that was one of the songs that he helped produce, and a wonderful player down in Nashville played on that, named Jack Jezro. Great jazz name, isn't it? Jack Jezro. And then my friend Mark Schneider, who played bass on the rest of the album, for the most part at least, played the bass on that after the fact. It was a really hard one for him to fall in line with, because it's really loose, and you know, so he's got great instincts for playing. It's just amazing.
This is a beautiful package. You got
a wonderful
book, and I just noticed the bonus track, which I think you may have done on this show before, is Carrie by Joni Mitchell.
I don't know if I've done that on this show.
I think you did a Joni Mitchell track once. This is like your fourth appearance on the Sunday Morning
it
Hangover,
is. Maybe,
KWVA.
Maybe fifth.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So we were talking about Japan, and I want to know maybe your top three moments or a couple of classic moments in Japan.
Yes. Well, okay. So I mean, it's really hard to narrow it down, but... what we did, Matt Treader and I, the pianist that I work with, who also was a co-producer on this album, we traveled to Japan to be one of a few headliners for the Ginza International Jazz Festival, which happens in the Ginza district, which is this really kind of luxury designer district in Japan. And it was kind of surreal just being there in the first place. But it was all sponsored by all the shops around there. And we did two shows in one evening that were both standing room only. The way that it worked, it was the most interesting thing. People had to apply for a ticket like a month in advance.
Wow.
And there were like many, many times the number of applications to tickets ratio. And
all,
so it was
all because of you, of course.
I don't know. I don't know if it was just me or if it was the whole festival, but it was great because it people were really excited about it, and it was really inspiring. And we played with some really great musicians over there. We actually got to be paired up, or I guess teamed up, with three Japanese musicians who were just stellar players. And we'd never played with them before, of course, until the day before. And then we just kind of went out and did it, and it went so well, I couldn't even believe it. It was like a record.
They don't mess around. They're like scientists.
They're pros.
Yeah.
They really are. They're so good.
So how many thousands of people were at this festival, do you think?
Festival overall, I have no idea. The room that I was in, it was a little bit more of an intimate concert setting. I think that there was a total of like, for both of the shows, somewhere around 300 and something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I never actually, I don't remember the exact number.
Right.
But the other moments, you asked for three, we did an in-store performance, there were so many people there, I couldn't even count how many had showed up. Oh my gosh, my English teachers are going to kill me.
Oh, no. This show is all about bad grammar and bad English.
It's all about early mornings on Sunday.
Yeah.
But I was there about 45 minutes early, Matt and I. We were just sitting next to the window in this little coffee shop area inside the music store. It's kind of like a Borders, but swapped as far as ratio of books to music. And there were probably 150 to 200 people
that
ended up filtering in.
That's a big in-store.
Yeah, I don't know if they were all there. You know, they probably weren't all there for the in-store, but they started to gravitate sort of around the music area.
Yeah.
And when we started, before we started playing, I had about 40 to 50 people come up to me and ask to take pictures with me and all these fun things. And
it
was so surreal. I was not expecting that.
Wow.
I was not expecting that. And I just, my cheeks were just on fire from smiling so much, you know, before I even started singing. But it was probably one of our favorite moments of performance. Also, we were really on, which was a great time to really be on, you know.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, there was like a line that went seemingly forever for autographs. And it was just like this kind of surreal celebrity experience almost. And I've never had anything like it.
Oh, before you do number three, what was your, let's change that. Your strangest, weirdest experience.
Oh my gosh.
Or weirdest moment or weirdest thing you saw in Japan. You think?
Well, this trip or last trip? Does it matter?
Well, why don't you think about that? Because you have a great song that we have queued up. It's, what is it? Love Letter to Japan?
Yes.
And I want to get as much of you singing on this show as possible, and we're running out of time. So.
Oh, okay.
So why don't we play?
I can tell you that one of the strangest things, not firsthand experience, but that my travel mates saw, which was a banana vending machine.
Yeah, that's cool.
Bananas.
Yeah.
In a vending machine. They have everything in vending machines. It's amazing. It's amazing. It really is. I loved them.
Do they have like a $1,000 bill vending
machine? No, but they have whiskey.
Now that's an idea.
And sake.
Because that would never fly here in Eugene, Oregon.
I know, right?
You know, too much liability and stuff. So, well, we do have a track queued up that Haley is going to sing along with. And
yes.
Oh, except sorry, this is the magic of radio. We've got the band here ready to go. So.
And the original singers.
Yes, and the singers.
Well, singer.
So this one's called again?
This is called Love Letter to Japan, right. And it's from The Bird and the Bee.
All right, let's try it, okay? Here we go.
From the west to the east, I have flown to be near you. I have come all this way to be close, to be here with you. And now, all my heart, I will lay down precisely at your feet. My beloved, oh my sweet, all the gifts you have given me, the patience and the peace, cherry blossoms and the candy, I am yours, for as long as you will have me. Dearest one, I had a dream, I mouthed the words, the sound came out, I spoke to you in Japanese. Oh my love, I cannot see, I heard your name, I knew it once, there was no place I'd rather be. All at once there was no place that I would rather be. From the west to the east, I have flown to be near you. I have come all this way to be close, to be here with you. And now, all my heart, I will lay down precisely at your feet. My beloved, oh my sweet, all the gifts you have given me, the patience and the peace, cherry blossoms and the candy, I am yours, for as long as you will have me. I packed my bag, I'm on my way, I am prepared for any season, I am prepared to stay. Here is my heart, my beating heart. Oh, how I'm longing for this love affair to start. How I'm longing for this love affair to finally start. From the west to the east, I have flown to be near you. I have come all this way to be close, to be here with you. And now, all my heart, I will lay down precisely at your feet.
Come on, Mark.
Oh,
it's just O's. You have given me the patience and the peace, cherry blossoms and the candy. I am yours, for as long as you will have me. Ho, 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 ho. Ishikara higashi he to o o o. Anata no tokoro ni tonde kita no to umishi no. I always mess this part up. Anata no soba ni itaku de. Kono ore no. Japanese is hard.
Yeah. Oh, oh.
From the west to the east, I have come to be near you, I have come. Wait, they're talking. Here with you and now, oh my heart, I'm down precisely at your feet. Oh, 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 oh my life, oh my sweet, oh I guess you have given me the patience and the peace. Cherry blossoms and the candy, I am yours, for as long as you will have me. Ho, 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 ho. And then the crowd goes wild. Studio fade. Here comes again. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Ho, ho, ho.
I love this. This is a Bird and Bee song?
It is.
I like Bird and Bee.
It's their non-Hall and Oates tribute album.
Oh, I love the Hall and Oates tribute. I like their early
I
stuff,
I love
too.
That album. No, yeah. Actually, I like all of their stuff.
Yeah.
That one's Ray Guns Are Not Just for the Future or something
right.
like that.
Right.
I probably butchered the name, but
yeah. No,
something about Ray Guns, which is...
So this one was called, again, what was the name of it?
Love Letter to Japan.
Well, you did a great job on it. That was a lot of fun.
I've never really sung along to it before. I've just listened to it and enjoyed it. Oh,
no, no, you did a great job. Hey, by the way, Haley Loren, everybody, here in the studio on the Sunday Morning Hangover, and you might have seen her at CD World yesterday. She has a brand new CD out, and it's called, once again, After Dark, and it's got some super stuff on it, including... We're going to be doing a track and having her sing live to this next one, which is, why can't I remember the name of this? Is it Jeannie C. Riley?
Oh, no, Bobby Joe Gentry.
Bobby Gentry.
Bobby Joe Gentry, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That, or Bobby Gentry.
Bobby
yeah.
Gentry, yes.
I always call her Bobby Joe.
Well,
it's
everybody,
the inner Arkansas in me.
That's right.
My mom's from Arkansas.
Right.
Everyone's Billy, something Joe.
Billy Bob and all those things. Well, I hope I get the levels right on this. I'm trying to figure out where that track was here. I think it's on the bottom CD, right?
I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Everybody, Ode to Billy Joe. Haley Loren.
It was the 3rd of June. Another sleepy, dusty, delta day. I was out chopping cotton, and my brother was out baling hay. And at dinner time, stopped, walked back to the house to eat. Mama hollered at the back door. Y'all remember to wipe your feet. She said, I got some news this morning from up on Choctaw Ridge. Today, Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Papa said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, you know that Billy Joe never had a lick of sense anyhow. Pass the biscuits, please. And I forgot the words just now, because I don't got them in front of me. Oh, here we go. Hey, Mama said it sure was a shame about Billy Joe. anyhow. Well, it seems like nothing ever comes to no, no, girl, no, up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And Mama said, child, what's happened? What has happened to your appetite? Well, you know that I've been cooking all morning, yeah, and you haven't even touched a single bite. Oh, oh. Well, that nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, he dropped by today. Oh, and he said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, and by the way, he said he saw a girl that looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Oh, yeah. They saw them. Heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, and they bought a store down in Tupelo. There was a fire going round. Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama don't wanna do much, don't wanna do much of anything. Me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and throw them into the muddy water of the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Oh, that was so good. Ode to Billy Joe by Haley Loren live here on the Sunday Morning Hangover. You are so good.
Oh, thanks.
Except at this moment,
yes,
here in the studio, I'm going to flip you over and spank you. Ready? Here we go. You know what I'm spanking you about?
No.
You
want
to know why?
No.
I'm reading your liner notes here, and you give thanks to all these great radio stations here, and you didn't mention...
KWVA isn't on there?
No, and I know you probably... It's probably beyond your control.
My
it's
gosh.
Probably somebody else that wrote this, but you did not mention KWVA.
No, what it was a proofread issue. I promise. It was in my original liner notes.
Well, next time you have to give credit where
credit's due. I'm getting them reprinted, so don't worry. I'll have it in the next one.
So,
there've only been 1,000 printed so far.
So you have been publicly spanked.
I have. job.
You're on the hangover.
And I'm publicly apologizing for my neglectful oversight.
Well, your musical abilities are much
making
up for
it. You know I love you guys.
I know. So
I bet on you guys, I think, more than any other station.
Yeah, well, we like to have fun here at KW.
We do. We do.
Those stiff people over at those other stations.
Oh, you know? No.
Yeah. And we
They're all lovely.
And we even spank our guests here on the air, so... Haley Loren, everybody, here live on The Hangover. And, you know, it's so funny. We have so much fun here, and it already we have just 10 minutes left, and I'm trying to figure out what else to play.
Seriously? Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
And what I was looking at your CD here, and what intrigued me is the song Waters of March, which you do. Can you handle doing a version of that live?
Sure, yeah.
Let me see if I have the right backing track
here. Can I handle it? Of course.
Is that it?
Yes. Woo! That was loud.
Sorry. Some of these are mastered louder than others, and then I have them up. Okay, so anyways. And by the way, that was Q in your headphones only. It wasn't on the air.
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear myself all of a sudden.
I'll try to keep it down.
I disappeared.
But why I like this song is I don't know if you're a fan of Mad Men, the show.
Very much so, yeah.
And I don't know if you remember the washing machine sequence with Betty Draper back in the
first
season.
Yes,
which
where she is dreaming about that guy.
The air conditioner guy.
Uh-huh.
And they used this song, Waters of March, was
Did they really?
In the background. Yes.
I don't think I noticed that.
Yeah. And so
how could I not have noticed
they used
that?
The original by Astrid Gilberto. And so actually it's a Joe Beam track.
Right.
But Astrid had the hit with it. So we're going to do Waters of March here live here on KWVA with Haley. And let's see if we can get the levels right. You ready?
Yes. A stick, a stone, it's the end of the road. It's feeling alone, it's the weight of your load. It's a sliver of glass, it's life, it's the sun. It's night, it's death, it's a knife, it's a gun. A flower that blooms, a fox in the brush. A gnat in the wood, it's the song of a thrush. The mystery of life, the steps in the hall. The sound of the wind and the waterfall. It's the moon floating free. It's the curve of a slope. It's an end, it's a V. It's a reason for hope. And the riverbank sings of the waters of March. It's the promise of spring. It's the joy in your heart. Eu bem, eu show. Eu marcho estradeira, passarinho no mamão, pedra de tiradeira. Eu me ave no céu, eu me ave no chão. Eu rego por no fundo, sem pedaço de pum. É o fundo do poço, é o fim do caminho. No rosto descosto, em pouco sozinho. I speak, I spike a point and nail. It's a drip, it's a drop, it's the end of a tale. It's the dew on a leaf in the morning light. The shot of a gun in the dead of the night. I must, a thrust, a bump. Yeah, it's the will to survive. It's a jolt, it's a jump. A blueprint of a house, a body in bed. A car stuck in the mud. It's the mud, it's the mud. A fish, a flash, a wish, a wing. It's a hawk, it's a dove. It's the promise of spring. And the riverbank sings of the waters of March. It's the end of despair. It's the joy in your heart. Céus, águas de março, fechando o verão. E a promessa de vida no teu coração. A stick, a stone, it's the end of the road. The stump of a tree, it's a frog, it's a toad. A sigh of breath, I walk around. of life or death. Yeah, it's a ray of the sun, and the riverbank sings of the waters of March. It's the promise of life, it's the joy in your heart. Sawas aguas y mar, sofishando verán. Y a promesa de vida no teu coração. E pau, e pedra, é o fim do caminho. E me ressuscitou um pouco sozinho. E pau, e pedra, é o fim do caminho. E me ressuscitou um pouco sozinho. Águas de março.
Just incredibly super. You're so good. You're so spot
Thank
on.
You.
Haley Loren live here on KWVA, everybody, on the Sunday Morning Hangover. It's been a pleasure to have you. And
it's been a pleasure to be here.
And it's never long enough. I mean, we could
do
2 hours.
I know. I've been here for like an hour. That's hard to believe.
Yeah. And I really wanted to play your bonus track on the way out and just play it off of the CD.
Do.
But before we do that, let's get all the plugs and everything. And Haley Loren, After Dark, brand new CD. Mm-hmm. What's your next appearance?
My next appearance, I also sing with the band The Sugar Beats.
Right.
And we are playing 2 shows next weekend. On Friday, we are playing Axe and Fiddle in Cottage Grove. On Saturday night, we are playing at the Wow Hall. And then I am also singing with Matt Treader, my pianist extraordinaire accompanist, at Sienna Ridge Wineries down just south of Cottage Grove off I-5. So, we are playing those 3 times in the next week. And then after that, you know, my calendar has everything. HaleyLoren.com.
Right.
Also Facebook, MySpace, all that stuff. And also before we leave, I wanted to also give credit to all the musicians you heard on all these tracks, whether or not they were actually here in the studio with us. We won't tell.
Can you remember all their names?
Yes. Of course, we have Matt Treader, who played all the piano. Mark Schneider, who played bass on 80% of it. We have Brian West, who played the drums on everything, or percussion. And then Nashville musicians Jack Jezero, who did a lot of guitar work on three of the tracks.
And John Stipe.
John Shipe and I do a duet on there on Beyond the Sea.
Yeah.
And Jim Ferguson, on bass for some of the Nashville tracks. And then also we have cello by Dale Bradley. And some acoustic guitar by Chris Ward. And then there's a couple of trumpet players and saxophone players, Dennis Stole and Brian Cummings. They're both from Nashville as well. It's a lot of names on this album. It's hard to remember all of them.
All right.
A lot of those people are Eugene folks.
Well, they all sound great.
They're all wonderful.
Thank you again, Haley, for coming in. And stick around in case the next DJ doesn't show up. We're going to hear Carrie.
I think he's here.
Okay, we're going to hear Carrie.
Thank you so much, Mark.
This is KWVA Eugene.
The wind is in from Africa. Last night I couldn't sleep. You know it sure is hard to leave. But it's really not my home. My fingernails are filthy, and I got beach tar on my feet. And I miss my clean white linen and my fancy French cologne. Oh, Carrie, get out your key, and I'll put on some silver. Oh, you're a mean old daddy, but I like you. On down to the Mermaid Cafe, and I will buy you a bottle of wine, and we'll laugh and toast to nothing and smash our empty glasses down. Let's have a round for these freaks and these soldiers. Let's have a round for these friends of mine. Let's have another round for the bright red devil that keeps me in this tourist town. Oh, Carrie, get out your cane, and I'll put on some silver. Oh, you're a mean old daddy, but I like you. Oh, I like you.
like you just fine. Around my room, but let's not talk about fare thee wells now. The night is a starry dome, and I'm playing that scratchy rock and roll beneath the model on moon. Oh, Carrie, get out your cane, and I'll put on some silver. Oh, you're mean now, Daddy, but I like you. Couldn't sleep, you know it sure is hard to leave here, Carrie, but it's really not my home. Maybe it's been too long a time since I was scrambling down in the streets. Now they got me used to the clean white linen and that fancy French cologne. Oh, Carrie, get out your cane and I'll put on my finest silver. We'll go down to the Mermaid Cafe of Fontainebleau.